Weekly dose of arts and culture. Right now we're talking about a familiar place I have never seen. So Western Sydney, as many of you know, is the most diverse and multicultural area in Sydney, with large percentages of the population born overseas. These different experiences, livelihoods and pasts are all factors that shape one's dreams. So in a new exhibition, A Familiar Place I've Never Seen, artists Jomakin Jafari and Danny Kennedy illuminate these dreams from the community. So these two artists interviewed residents all across Western Sydney, asking people what their dreams were and talking to them about these dreams. So these artists then interpreted these dreams using Persian calligraphy and photography to create the exhibition that is A Familiar Place I've Never Seen. So I'm joined on the line now by one of the artists, Dan, to tell us a little bit more about the project. Good morning.
Good morning.
So dreams are a really interesting concept. They define how we see our past and how we view our future. I'm really interested in what drew you to explore dreams.
I mean, I guess personally I've kept a dream diary for a very long time, probably since I was about 12 years old. So that's my personal interest. In terms of this particular exhibition, I guess I was really interested in the connection between dreams and places, like you said. I really think there's within every place, there's kind of a dreamscape. When you walk around the streets and you see houses and roads and shops and rivers, then someone's dreamt about all of those places. But it's not as simple as that, because local places can sort of get mixed up in dreams with faraway places, places that people have come from. I think in the case of Western Sydney, that's really interesting in that way.
And something that's really interesting about this work is the kind of artistic process, because it involved both interviewing a lot of people and then kind of creatively interpreting the kind of data from those interviews. Can you enlighten us a little bit about that experience and what it was like for you and kind of how it all went down?
Right. To give a little bit of background, I met Jafari when I was sort of volunteer English teaching in Auburn. And I met Jafari and he said, I'm a calligrapher, and I was studying photography at the time. So we decided to do some work together. And for me, I don't remember how the idea of sort of putting the calligraphy on top of photographs started, but basically I think that the sort of the process of putting the calligraphy on top of the photographs and seeing the literal place with the sort of very artistic text rendering over the top kind of gives you a sense of that idea that within this sort of literal places there is this sort of psychology and text almost behind all of them. Yeah.
And did the people that you interview kind of partake at all in the process of the interpretation, or was that kind of just between you and Jafari?
It was mostly between me and Jafari, but I think most people that we interviewed were people that we did find some sort of random people on the street as well, but most people were people that we knew. And the whole thing took a long time to make. So over the course of that, we were sort of talking back and forth with those people and saying, you know, we've taken these photographs and which ones do you like, and things like that. Yeah.
And can you tell us some of the dreams, or can you tell us about some of the characters that you spoke to and what kind of came out of those conversations?
Right, yeah. So I think an example of a dream. Just about what I was saying before, one dream that really struck me was a woman that we talked to who dreamt that she was basically being chased through Auburn. And she said, for example, I know I'm in Turkey in my dream, but I'm in this local shop in Auburn. And then she's at the Duck River in Auburn, and it's set there, but she's sort of imagining that it's a sort of African country. And then she's in another shop and it's Lebanon. She's got this sort of the local geography, and she's sort of getting chased through it, but she is the same time sort of thinking that it's different countries. And yeah, she interpreted that in terms of, I mean, she eventually got chased into her workplace and she was hiding in the cupboard, I think. So she interpreted that in terms of sort of being under pressure at work. But that dream really struck me in terms of the weaving together of different geographies, yeah.
And what kind of image, or like how has your understanding of the Western Sydney community been strengthened through dreams, and how has that kind of shaped you, the way you see people's experience, if that makes sense?
Yeah. I think it is that sense of people, I think it really brings home how people sort of can be living in two places at once, inside our heads in a way. That even though, you know, we're all here in Sydney, in Western Sydney, you know, we all have these other places that we carry around inside us. And that's a condition that we're in, and especially in Western Sydney, where lots of people have come from overseas. So, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's kind of almost a challenging thing to talk about dreams because they're so ephemeral and hard to define and understand. Yeah. How are you hoping the community responds to your exhibition?
Oh. Look, I just hope that everyone really, finds it an interesting exhibition. I don't think we're sort of trying to especially I think, you know, this is me and Jaffrey making artwork about dreams and about Western Sydney, but at the same time, yeah, it is They're very personal kind of work. So I'm not quite sure how to respond to that. I hope everyone loves it.
Yeah, that's always a good answer. Hope people enjoy, have a good time. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us on the show this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.